Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
So if any of this feels uncomfortable to you, that's probably a sign from the universe that you need to really stop and reflect on it and get honest with yourself and start doing some of the things we've talked about here.
Before we get into today's episode, I want to mention today's best ever partner and give you a free gift. And that partner is Fund That Flip, and they're going to be giving you a free deal analysis spreadsheet. You know who Fund That Flip is, don't you? Because you're a loyal best ever listener. They've been a sponsor on the show. Matt Rodak, the founder of Fund That Flip, has been on the podcast multiple times, given us his insight on the online lending process. Fund That Flip provides fast, reliable funding for your house flip projects. They're an online platform, makes the application process entirely easy, and they've got a whole bunch of experts on their team who can help you get funding in 24 hours and close within as few as 7 days. And all of you best ever listeners, you're getting a free spreadsheet to help you analyze your projects. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. And you'll get a free deal analysis tool that'll help you provide a scope of work for your projects, create the scope of work, analyze the profitability of the project, or if it's not profitable, you need to know that too, and make a determination on the max purchase price. Super important. You can print out all the detailed reports, and that will help you get your deals funded faster. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. Get that free analysis tool, fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the show where we cut out the fluff and we only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. This is also the world's longest running daily real estate podcast, spoken to Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, Robert Kiyosaki, the author Rich Dad Poor Dad, and a whole bunch of others. And well, I hope you're having a best ever weekend. And because it is Sunday, we're doing a special segment called Skill Set Sunday that we normally do, where normally on the weekdays, we interview a guest and they give us their best advice ever. But on Sundays, we talk about a specific skill that will help you move your real estate investing business forward. With us to share 5 reasons why real estate investors don't scale their business and never get to the next level, and of course, solutions for that, Trevor McGregor. How you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing very well, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And boy, it is wonderful to talk to you. I was just mentioning before we jumped on a call, we had a coaching call where you were coaching me earlier today. And so this is the second time we've talked today, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. And best ever listeners, if you recognize Trevor's name, well, that's because you're a loyal best ever listener. He has been a guest many times before, most recently episode 320. There are three S's of real estate investing that you need to know. He's also been my business, my life, my real estate coach for 3 years now. And you've probably heard one of the ads that I mentioned on a show where he was a sponsor because I wanted to get out his message and because he's helped me so much with my business. He has over 10,000 hours of coaching. He's based in Vancouver, Canada. He's a real estate investor himself. He's done fix and flips, wholesale deals, buy and holds. And he is also a master coach with the Tony Robbins Group. You can say hi to him at trevormcgregor.com. There's a link in the show notes page. With that being said, Trevor, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background, and then we'll roll into the topic for today.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you very much. And yes, it has been a pleasure to coach you for the last 3 years. I think we're actually going into our fourth year here very, very soon, and it's been an absolute pleasure and look to continue that with you. As you mentioned, my background is I'm a peak performance coach and business strategist. I've got my own practice. I am affiliated with the Anthony Robbins Group. I love working with that group because it gives me access to people all over the world who are looking to take their game to the next level. So whether it's in real estate, whether it's in business, whatever you need to do, when you have somebody like me that's cheerleading you and championing you and helping you get clear on where you want to go, it just makes things a lot easier. Wouldn't you agree?
I would definitely agree with that.
You bet. My background is coaching, it's consulting, and it's also business. I spent 25 years with an organization as the director, executive director of operations, looking after growing a company to about $40 million. Had my hand in on many different facets of the organization, from marketing to finance to HR. Absolutely loved it. Had about 500 people reporting to me directly or indirectly. And I love the people side of it because I got to see why people made the choices they did, what made them tick, what made some succeed and others fail. And it was really in corporate where I cut my teeth to really understanding what drives the human spirit that I also took in a deep dive into personal growth. I started to study guys like Tony Robbins or Jack Canfield or Robert Kiyosaki or some of the notables out there. And I found that there's a certain way that you can think and behave differently in order to scale and get to where you want to go. And so as I was working in corporate, as I was studying personal growth, I also became a very active real estate investor. Started out buying one little property. That was a good experience. Bought another, pulled the equity out of both to buy another, and went on to buy condos, townhomes, duplexes, fourplexes, single family homes. And I loved it. And it was during that time that one of my son's coaches from a soccer team said, Trevor, how are you managing to do all this? You're working in corporate, you're studying personal growth, you're buying a lot of real estate. Could you teach me the secrets behind what you're doing to help my wife and I become successful real estate investors? And Joe, you know the story. That's when the coaching bug bit. I gave to them. They started to achieve a phenomenal level of success. That ended up having me leave corporate and join the real estate coaching gig full time. And this is what I now do.
And now it has brought us to this very interesting topic that piques my curiosity, the five key reasons why real estate investors don't scale their business and never get to the next level. So, best ever listeners, by the end of our conversation, you will know the five reasons why we're not scaling our business to the level we should be and the solutions for that. So, Trevor, how do you want to approach this conversation?
Well, Joe, great job. I'm going to dive right into the five things and then to really give your listeners on Skillset Sunday a real opportunity to take that the opposite direction. I'm going to give you the five keys that you can do to get out there and take things to the next level, because what I'm about to talk about is universal. Doesn't matter if you're a rookie real estate investor or if you're a veteran, if you're here in the US or if you're like other clients of mine that are in Europe or New Zealand or Australia. These universal things are the five reasons that I continually see that are preventing people from scaling their business. So it means that some of the people listening to this might have a dream similar to yours to go out there and conquer real estate. That is, achieve a phenomenal level of success and have a big portfolio. And maybe they start with one property, but they can't get to two. Or maybe they've got to five, but they can't get to 10. And so what I want people to do is maybe even grab a pen and a paper, because once I go through these five things, I always say, once you learn them, you can't unlearn them. And you're going to be able to take a look at them and say, you know what, it's number one and number four that's holding me back, or it's number two and number three that are holding me back. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
You bet. So without further ado, let's dive into them. The first thing that prevents most people from scaling in real estate is, number one, lack of clarity. And lack of clarity is where you don't know what you want. You don't have a blueprint or a recipe or a roadmap that can take you from where you are to where you want to be. And Joe, I remember back, you know, in some years past where we had to make sure that you had more clarity on who you were and where you wanted to go. Do you remember those times?
I definitely do. And I'd say there's always reminders that I need to give myself to maintain that clarity.
Absolutely. So that's why we say sitting down and starting with the end in mind and even reverse engineering how to get there can absolutely help you go from where you are to where you want to be.
When you say lack of clarity, is it lack of clarity on where you want to be, or is it lack of clarity on how to get there?
It's both. That's a great point. It's lack of clarity on what the end goal is and lack of clarity on what steps are necessary to go up and up and up until you get there. So when we say, what is your outcome or what is the result you want? For some people, that might be to buy a single family home. That might be to buy a sixplex. That might be to buy a 100 unit apartment building. So every step of being able to do that, there is a necessary piece of knowledge that we'd like to make sure that you're doing, because we often say that you have to do the right things in the right order at the right time to keep moving up. It's like building a skyscraper, and you can't build floor number four without floor number five and then six and then seven, then eight in terms of scaling up. Does that make sense?
Yep.
You bet. So that's number one, and it's universal. You must get clear on what you want and why you want it. And that leads to number two, which is what we call fear. It's funny because for a lot of investors, it's the disempowering story that they keep telling themselves why they never move forward and buy that next property or find that property manager or find that investor. Because what's wrong is always available, but they forget that so is what's right. So if you can deal with the doubt, the fear, the anxiety that comes up as an investor and take action in spite of it, that's sometimes what's necessary for you to grow the business. Wouldn't you agree?
Is that the fear in this example the same as having limited beliefs of yourself?
Well done. It really is. We're often our own worst critic, and at times we've got a limiting belief that really prevents us from going out there and doing what we know we can do. And yet, when we look around or we listen to podcasts or we go on somewhere like Bigger Pockets, we see somebody else out there doing it who may not even have as much knowledge of us, but we somehow perceive or believe or hallucinate that they're superior to us. And that's not necessarily true, is it?
Nope. We're talking about the five issues now, and then we're going to circle back to the solutions.
You bet. We're going to come back to the solutions at the end. So we'll keep prowling through the five here. So number one is lack of clarity. Number two is fear or disempowering stories. And that takes us to number three, Joe, which is lack of consistent and persistent action. You really have to understand and appreciate that if you're not out there analyzing deals, running the numbers and making offers, that you're really cheating yourself out of learning or putting yourself in a position to really conquer what you've set out to do. And sometimes you've got to have patience, and other times you've got to have persistence. But if you're not putting both feet in front of the other, you're not going to get to where you want to go, are you?
I've noticed that loud and clear in my life, especially with this podcast, you know, doing it daily for now over 2 years, and the groundswell of momentum that been generated as a result of doing a daily podcast when no one else in the world's done a daily real estate podcast.
Absolutely. And kudos to you, my friend. You've done an amazing job. And you've attracted just one heck of a following, and that shows no signs of slowing down. So you've got to take that daily action. I invite all the listeners to really think, are they taking action consistently and being persistent? And if they're not, time to check in. Mm-hmm. And that leads us to number four, which is lack of leverage. For a lot of people, they don't have enough big, fat, compelling reasons why they want to be a real estate investor in the first place, or what it will give them, or how it would impact their lives and maybe their family's lives, their investors' lives, and everyone around them. Because we know that when you move forward in real estate, it creates a ripple effect. So if you're not finding some leverage, or again, some purpose behind doing what you're doing, again, I think that that just leads to people being interested, but not committed enough to go out there and make it happen. What do you think, Joe?
Yep, absolutely.
And then finally, number five is what I call lack of accountability. That is, if you don't have somebody holding your feet to the fire and you following through with what you say you're going to do, oftentimes, you know what, the path of least resistance comes up. And I see a lot of investors throughout the U.S. and really all over the globe really cheating themselves out of what could have been if they would have had somebody holding their feet to the fire. Do you see that, Joe?
Today, after we got done having our coaching session where we were talking through some stuff that I was going to work on, one of the things I mentioned is I wanted to make sure I was waking up by 5 a.m. for the next 30 days, Monday through Friday. And in addition to having the accountability with you, I immediately emailed Colleen, the love of my life, and told her, you know what, I'm waking up at 5 a.m., Monday through Friday. And of course, she replied with some sleepyhead comment, but I'm on the hook now. And I completely agree. It's not only holding ourselves accountable, but it's announcing it to the world and those around us who will also perhaps not be all over us if we miss, but it would be a disappointment in their eyes and in our eyes if we let them down by not doing what we say we'll do.
And that's a great example. It can be as simple as getting up in the morning at a certain time. It can be getting into the gym to exercise your body so you create less brain fog and you feel good about who you are and how you're showing up. Could be about holding yourself to a higher standard. Once you start working with somebody and they've got your best interests at heart, or they are a sounding board to what you're doing or not doing, it just makes the whole journey easier. And gosh, Joe, I'll go back and again, put you on the spot a little bit. Do you remember when we talked about buying more apartments, or do you talk about maybe launching a podcast or maybe writing that book and publishing that first book? If we go back and take a look at what's allowed you to have a phenomenal level of success, was some of that dialogue or some of that accountability part and parcel of that?
Yep. I think all of these are incredibly important. I would say if I had to rank, if you forced me to rank the couple most important to me, it would be the consistent and persistent action. So just do something daily and then making sure that you're holding yourself accountable for the results and you have others around you. And I've seen that firsthand, because with this podcast, if I don't do it daily now, then I've broken the cycle. I've killed the momentum. And then all of a sudden, I can no longer say at the beginning of every episode, it's the world's longest running daily real estate podcast. So now I've reinforced that with the show, and it's part of who the show is. And as Tony always says, is the greatest force of human nature is to be who we say we are, be who we think we are. What is that exact like positioning that he talks about?
Yeah, Tony Robbins is phenomenal. And one of his quotes is, the strongest force in the human personality is the need to be consistent with how you define yourself. He's really talking about your identity. And Joe, your identity now is of a kick butt real estate investor, a podcaster, a successful, the world's longest running real estate podcast. You're a published author. You've got an amazing woman in your life. And you're kicking names and kicking butt in everybody's standard. And as long as you stay in those identities, you'll continue to be consistent with that. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, folks, we say success leaves clues. And like Joe has said on previous podcasts, there's really not a lot new in real estate. There are proven and tried and true methods that if you go out there and you learn them and you study them and you implement them, you can have a similar opportunity to go out there and be as successful as Joe Fairless. And I know that that's what a lot of listeners want. And I know that there are a ton of clients that I support who want the same thing. I'll give you an example. I'm coaching a guy by the name of Vikram. A couple years ago, he owned a few houses. But since we really got rid of his fear and we got him taking more action and we got him some leverage and we got him some clarity and built in some accountability, this past year, he's bought two large apartment buildings and a strip mall. And this is all done part-time while he works full-time in healthcare. So can you imagine what life would be like if you did that? So I invite everybody to take a look at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, the 5 reasons why real estate investors don't scale, and be honest with yourself and be clear with yourself on which 1 or 2 of those things are holding you back. Because if you can get past those, you can start to move in the direction you really want.
I love it. And with each of these 5, we've talked a bit about solutions, but is there something that you want to circle back on with those on the solutions?
Absolutely, Joe, and thank you. Because I guess before I dive into the 5 key steps that can help support you in doing this, I want to remind you that it's never a matter of resources. It's a matter of resourcefulness. We're talking about you. And so when we talk about you as a real estate investor, your listeners as a real estate investor, that information is available to all of us. And again, as a real estate investor myself, I've been investing, have bought and sold and flipped millions upon millions of dollars worth of property in the time that I've been doing this. I can see that the resources were there, but it was my resourcefulness in getting out there and doing it that was the roots of the fruits that are on the tree that I'm now able to bear. So I often say to clients, Joe, and you've heard me say this before, if it was just resources, everyone would be a real estate investor. That would be similar to, I don't know, wanting to lose weight. And so you head over to Google and you type the word diet into Google. You're going to get a billion hits on what you should do to control your weight and go on a diet. In addition to that, I think there's probably a gym on every 4th or 5th corner of every major city. So the resources are there, but it's really the resourcefulness. Are you going to take action and use that information to scale and grow your real estate business? So does that make sense?
Yep.
And it's really about turning your shoulds into musts. And so what I'd like to do now is I'd like to go into what I call the 5 simple steps to conquering every day in pursuit of building an amazing real estate portfolio. And the first one won't be a surprise to you, Joe. It's what I call feeding and strengthening your mind for just 30 minutes a day. We've all got 30 minutes a day, and can imagine what it would be like to listen to podcasts like The Best Ever Show, or read a book, or go to a seminar, so that you start to get your neurons to fire like Joe does or like other successful real estate investors do, whether you're an investor, you're an agent, you're a flipper, you're a rehabber, you're a wholesaler. You want to feed and strengthen your mind for a minimum of 30 minutes a day. Joe, have you done that?
Yeah, I have, not consistently, and I feel so stupid the days that I don't do it. It really is a direct cause and effect. If I don't read something from a book, not on my computer, if I don't read something from a book every day, then I feel like my mind goes to mush and I pay for it, and so does everyone else because I can't formulate a sentence. At least that's how I feel. That has been an area of focus of mine, and it's something that I have actually written down in my daily calendar to make sure that I'm reading. I started out wanting to read a book a month, but I realized that was a little bit too tall of a task, and I felt bad if I didn't complete the book, because right now I'm reading a book on Alexander Hamilton, and it's thicker than a table. It's a humongous book. So instead, I just say, I'm going to read 5 pages a day. That's all I'm doing, read 5 pages a day, and usually the momentum carries me to more pages, but if I read 5 pages a day, then I feel like success has taken place.
Absolutely. And I honor you and celebrate you for that, because that's a great way to do it. So when you get number 1 underneath your belt, that is feeding and strengthening your mind for 30 minutes a day, the second key of success is to get that clarity you need. I mean, grab a pen, grab a paper, and sit down and get quiet for a minute and let your mind get clear on what it is you truly want. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And if you don't know what you want, start to go to some networking events, listen to more podcasts of Joe's, read some books, go on Bigger Pockets. Whatever you need to do, there's always a resource, if you're resourceful, to get clarity on what it is you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it's in addition to listening to the podcast, reach out to the guests. I'd say 15% is just a guess, but 15-20% of listeners actually reach out to the guests. If you hear something that piques your interest, then reach out to the guests. I did that whenever I was reading books, getting started. I reached out to the authors and ended up partnering with the authors on an informal basis as consultants for my company. So reach out to the people as well.
Great point. Absolutely spot on. And that can definitely expedite and put you on the track to faster success. So once you feed and strengthen your mind daily, then you sit down and get clarity on what it is you want, and you even reach out to some of Joe's guests or other people that you've been introduced to. You go to step three, which is create leverage. What is your why? What is your big, fat, compelling reason that is your must? This is what we talk about in being the rocket fuel or the juice that keeps you going when times get tough, when you don't feel like going and looking at property, when you don't feel like doing comps, when you don't feel like getting on with your coach. You've got to understand that the two driving forces of all of us, and this is universal, is the need to avoid pain and the need to gain pleasure. So we say, as you're creating this vision of who you want to be and what you want to manifest, get absolutely clear on your why, because that why is going to support you through everything. Does that make sense, Joe?
Yep.
So once we've got number one, number two, number three, we move to number four, which is get yourself an accountability partner, or find a role model or somebody that you can learn from, or hire a coach that can support you to take you from where you are to where you want to be. And Joe, we know that that's worked for you. It's worked for Theo. It's worked for a whole bunch of other people that have been guests on your show. And they absolutely say without hesitation that there's no way they could be where they are today without having that support. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I'd say, side note, best ever listeners, Theo, as Trevor just mentioned his name, just as a reminder, Theo is the co-author with me of the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever, Volume 1 book. And then, of course, he's on the show most of the time on Fridays and does the Follow Along Friday with me. And I'll say one thought I have on accountability partner is that we need to pick accountability partners who are excelling in whatever we are choosing to do. For example, if we find an accountability partner who wants to lose weight with us, but if we call them at 5 a.m., be like, oh, I'm so sleepy, I don't want to get out of bed. And they're like, oh, I'm so sleepy too, let's skip. That's not a good accountability partner. You need an accountability partner who is like, dude, I've been up since 4:30 a.m. I'm at your door. Get out of bed. Put your shoes on. Let's go. And if you don't have someone like that, then you're missing out on the whole purpose of having an accountability partner.
Oh, I love it, Joe. You're so spot on with that. And again, why would you cheat yourself and your accountability partner out of what could have been? So Joe gives some great advice there, and it's absolutely the truth. And once you do that, then on to step five, the final step, which is take massive action. Nothing happens. Absolutely nothing happens in real estate unless you're out there making it happen. So again, feed and strengthen your mind for 30 minutes a day. Sit down and get clear on what you want. Get clear on the leverage and why you want it. Get yourself an accountability partner or a coach or a mentor or a role model. And then take massive action. So, Joe, those are the five steps that I share with my clients all over the globe. And they've achieved a phenomenal level of success by just following those simple steps. What do you think?
I love it. Normally, I recap at the very end, but you've done it so succinctly just a second ago. I don't even think I need to recap this. Best ever listeners, feel free to rewind that last part And Trevor just gave you the five solutions nice and succinctly. Trevor, is there anything else that we haven't talked about as it relates to scaling business that you want to mention before we take off?
You bet, Joe, and thank you for the opportunity. It's just, I guess, a reminder that all growth occurs just outside of your comfort zone. So if any of this feels uncomfortable to you, that's probably a sign from the universe that you need to really stop and reflect on it and get honest with yourself and start doing some of the things we've talked about here. I know it's been a game changer in my own life as a real estate investor, in the lives of thousands of my clients, and I've seen what it's done for Joe Fairless. So I hope that this has been helpful for your listeners. And if anyone wants to find out more information on how I might be able to support them.
What's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
You're welcome to go to my website, which is trevormcgregor.com. That's T-R-E-V-O-R. And McGregor is spelled M-C-G-R-E-G-O-R.com. Or if you want to jump on a discovery call, a 30-minute, no-obligation discovery call with me, just go to coachwithtrevor.com and you'll be able to find out how to do that.
I love it. Well, Trevor, thank you so much again for giving us this lesson that can have large impact on our lives if we choose to follow through on the lesson. And I have it written down in front of me in my notes, the five reasons why we don't scale, and then the five solutions. Very grateful for our conversation as always. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet, Joe. Thanks again, and keep up the great work.
Remember to get your free deal analysis tool for your flips at fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. It will detail your scope of work, help you analyze if the project's profitable, and make a determination on the max purchase price. fundthatflip.com/best ever. A good mentor can hold the keys to your real estate investing success. I've seen that firsthand with my own real estate career. Whether you're just getting started in investing or have experience, a mentor is a must. Learn the secrets of real estate investing with Peter Vexelman at coachingbypeter.com. That's COACHINGBYPETER.com.